proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton, and with me in studio, we have the pleasure of having Brother Ron Plott join us. Welcome to the studio, Brother Ron.
Thank you very much.
Well, Ron, you and I have been friends for many years and also co-workers in ministry. And one thing that I know is a passion for you is the importance of Christian literature and gospel tracts. And you have a personal testimony about really how that changed your life. Can you share that with us?
Yes, actually, this week I'm celebrating 31 years of ministry. God called me to preach 2 months after I got saved, and it was through a gospel tract that the Lord led me to Himself. I actually was a child that rode the bus under Dr. Curtis Hudson in Atlanta, Georgia, at the Forest Hills Baptist Church. But even though I had said the sinner's prayer, I never put faith and received Jesus as my personal Savior until 10 years after leaving the bus ministry, living without the Lord for 10 years. He drew me to Himself, and it came to a head when, working at a Shoney's restaurant, somebody had left a gospel tract, "This Was Your Life." The waitress was actually about to throw it in a trash can. I stopped her and grabbed that. And the verse right in the middle, Matthew 12:36, is what the Lord used. "But I say unto thee that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give an account thereof in the day of judgment." And the Spirit of God put me under total conviction. And 3 days of total grief, I finally gave my life and received Jesus as my personal Savior on May 17th, 1986. And I went to on a missions trip, coincidentally, and God called me to preach on July 11th, 1986.
Wow, that's amazing how the Lord used these things to really change you and direct you into the way He wants you to go. And so obviously there is a need still for tract distribution.
Well, I've seen how, of course, the word will not return void, as it says in Isaiah 55:11. "So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth, it shall not return void unto me void." And the good thing about the printed tract is it's long term. If someone sets it down, someone else can pick it up. I've heard stories of a dog with a tract in its mouth and a man taking it and getting saved. I mean, it's just fascinating to think how the printed word can go forth and be used even when after we've left it. To this day, I wonder who left that gospel tract on that table. I assume when I get to heaven, I see the Lord, I may ask Him, "Lord, who was it who left that tract?"
Well, it's definitely a seed sowing type ministry. We, a lot of times, especially in American culture, we want immediate results. But a lot of times that doesn't happen, but God uses these things little by little to work in people's lives, such as in yourself.
And in this ministry to the Jewish people, our goal is to distribute the Bibles, the Word of God. We pass out Hebrew English Bibles, Old Testament, New Testament. And the hope is that they'll read that Word. I've had testimonies of Jewish people putting New Testaments on their shelves for years before they finally pull it down, opening it up and read the Word of Life and getting saved.
Amen. As you quoted, God's Word does not return void. So praise the Lord for that. That's quite a blessing. Now, here at IBGM, we have several tracts that we offer for different Jewish holidays and other occasions. And these have been effective. And you, Ron, you've been able to hand several of those out.
One of my favorite is Wisdom from the Tanakh. Tanakh is the Hebrew acronym for the Old Testament. And when a Jewish person sees that, they know it's for them. It's not some Christian or some foreign Gentile subject. It's their Tanakh, and it's all scripture from the Old Covenant, the Tanakh, and of course, ultimately, it's coming to faith in Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Messiah.
Amen. Again, we have Ron Plott with us in studio joining us, and we are talking about Bible gospel literature and seeing how that goes to the Jew first as well as to the Gentiles. So again, thank you for being with us, Ron.
Thank you.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.